Well, my sister called me yesterday and she said, can you please move on from Cruise Ship Killers? I can't listen to it anymore because they're never solved. And I was like, you're right. None of them are solved.
They're not solved, and they're not even remotely solved past the episode. There is such little information, but I'm really upset at being scolded by your sister.
You'll get used to it.
Welcome to the family! And welcome to I Think Not, the show where apparently we cover terrible true crime shows. My name is Ellen Marsh, and across from me is Joey Taranto, and we are here against our will. Not at these microphones, just covering this show. We are covering this show against our will, and apparently we're disappointing. There's only a handful of Tarantos left. They're dropping like flies. But we're pissing them all off.
What a terrible joke. You know what? Here we are, Cruise Ship Killers. What a ride this has been. It's been ridiculous. It's been It's been ridiculous. But you know what? We're here, and I love you. And look at you. You're beautiful. I love you. I'm happy. Things are good. You good? You good? You doing all right?
You all, it is 9:07 p.m. on the East Coast. I am just saying that as a warning. If you need to stop this show and come back to it another time, we will be mad. We will totally understand. But we do have some fun surprises coming up in our general feed, so look out for that. And don't you worry. You all, merch boxes are coming out. We did say on Patreon we would be a little late just because of tour and everything, but they're coming out, and next quarter will be right on time. But is everything good in your world over in the whale's vagina?
What?
Do you not know that quote?
No.
Discovered by the Germans in 1904, they named it San Diego, which of course in German means a whale's vagina.
I can't believe you don't know that clip. Do you not know Anchorman?
No, I've never seen it. And you know what? I really should watch it because it's very my sense of humor.
Oh, it's completely your sense of humor. But anyway, a whale's vagina means San Diego. How is San Diego, my love?
San Diego is great. How is New Jersey?
My daughter's bike got stolen. Okay.
Oh,
and we had to call my town police. And I said, don't worry. I'm already casing Facebook Marketplace and I'll find it. And they were like, ma'am, please don't do that.
Rose,
ma'am, please just.
I brought you. Hang on.
I'm going to solve the crime. And they're like, ma'am, we're going to insist that you not.
It literally is home alone.
Larry, I got a lady on the phone. Sounds kind of hyper.
Anyway, you all, let's start so we can finish. You know what I mean? It's like sex with my ex-husband. Anyway,
oi.
Season 2, episode 4, Darla.
Darla Millinger Banner and John Banner are a newlywed couple getting ready to celebrate the Easter holiday together on a 14-day Caribbean cruise. Married less than a year, the retired couple share a love of travel, particularly cruise vacations. Darla, having been widowed 3 years earlier, is especially enjoying the time she gets to spend with her new husband as they embark on their second cruise in just 6 months. The couple seems to be getting along well with other passengers, and their romantic lives appear to be accelerating. But unfortunately for our couple, not all cruises are smooth sailing. As John's excitement dwindles, will his jealousy take the wind out of their sails? When crew members discover a brutal murder scene, can the ship's captain and the authorities work together to solve this horrific crime? Just like the ocean, life can be dark, mysterious, and change in an instant.
Well, y'all, the love boat, this is not a love boat. This is a dumb boat.
The dumb boat soon won't be making another run.
It's like, goodbye. This episode is, okay, I'm telling y'all now, my ADHD is all over the place. I'm really rolling with the Rolodex of pop culture references because I heard Darla and immediately I thought of, what did I think of?
The MTV show, Darla.
That's Daria.
Daria. Oh, my stars.
No.
The way I said that with such authority.
No, that's okay.
That's how you know I'm not well. Wait, Darla. Wait, Marla and Darla.
No, I'll give you a hint.
So let me raise a toast to the girl I love most in the whole world.
Please don't say my name. Please don't say my name.
Darla.
So
name it.
Cute. It's Little Rascals.
Yes. That's actually a really good movie.
Such a good movie. But I think some sad stuff happened to those kids. I think.
Don't ruin
I
it
don't
for
know.
Me. Don't ruin it for me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to keep it happy. Or not so happy because we're covering this show. We're in Salem, Ohio in 2015. And we learned that Darlin Mellinger is widowed. She lost her husband about 3 years ago. And then she met a man named John Banner. And they fall in love. And one of our experts, you all know that when we say experts, these are the Timu of experts. But whatever. Neither here nor there. They say this.
Losing your spouse is very traumatic. It takes a long time to get over it.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Okay, thank you, Sherlock Trauma. Thank you so much. You guys, listen up. Gather around. Turns out, listen, bad news. Losing a spouse, traumatic. I knew what you were going to say. You were going to say silly. No. So you mean to tell me when you spend your life building a whole life with someone and then they just, you know, leave the group chat permanently, the family group chat, and that is sad. Okay. You all, next up on Cruise Ship Killers, gravity makes things fall.
Hey, thanks for explaining that. Next, can you explain bread?
Like, what are we doing? It's ridiculous.
We're oversimplifying emotional pain. Thank you so much. Joey, I am so excited because this episode is sponsored by a new sponsor, Tovala.
Well, you didn't tell them what Tovala is. I'm going to tell them. Tovala is a smart countertop oven and meal subscription that works together to make cooking effortless. And I have to tell you, it's great because I hate cooking and Tovala makes it so easy.
You get your food because you got your countertop oven and you got your meal subscription. You take it. You scan the meal's QR code. We are living in the future. You put it in the oven. You don't have to worry about the time. You don't have to worry about the temperature. It steams. It bakes. It broils. The other day, I put a couscous and a salmon in there and it came out delicious. I don't know if it's a genie. I don't know if it's the ghost of Betty White, but it was perfect and delicious. And I plated it for Lola and I pretended I made it from scratch.
Also, that countertop oven, you can use it for all kinds of things. So it really does come in clutch. You know what I say? I say, thank you, Tovala, for making my life much easier. You scan the code, you cook the food, and there you go. You got a meal. That's Tovala.
They are chef-crafted. They taste like a homemade meal. You can save $300 on the smart oven if you order meals 6 times by heading to tovala.com/think and you use our code THINK. And this is for a limited time.
So, for a limited time, because you all are I Think Not listeners, you can save up to $300 on the Tovala Smart Oven when you order meals 6+ times by heading to tovala.com/think and use our code THINK.
That's up to $300 off when you head to tovala.com/think and use promo code THINK.
One last time, that's TOVALA.com, and make sure you use our promo code THINK for up to $300 off the Tovala Smart Oven.
Remember, with Tovala, dinner is taken care of.
And I love that. Okay, so yes, Darla was mourning her husband. And then a few years later, she met a man named John Banner. And these two really hit it off. You know, after a few months, they fell in love and they started traveling. They were enjoying life together. And speaking of enjoying life, this series has introduced a green screen and we get to see them on the high seas.
I cannot believe you said that. I said the same thing. I just wrote green screen.
Oh, yeah.
Did we get some kind of budget upgrade or something?
Yeah, it's literally like from the makers of Sharknado comes. It's ridiculous.
The director was like, you know what? I got an extra $35. See what you can get on Amazon. See if you get one of those. What are those things? What makes a background disappear. What's that thing say? What's that thing? Is it what? Green screen? Green screen? Get a green screen. How much can we get a green screen for? And they are using it, honey, because Darla is nowhere near the Seven Seas.
No.
But it looks like she is.
It sure is. And let me tell you, these two were really on the fast track because they ended up going to Cozumel. Why did I say that?
They
weird?
Go to their cousin Mel's.
They go
their
to their
cousin Mel, who turns out is a lesbian from Nova Scotia. Who knew?
Blame Canada. What do I know? Yeah, no, they go to Cozumel, Mexico in 2014, and they get engaged. And in October of that same year, they got married. I hope it was a Halloween wedding. I want a Halloween-themed wedding. Have you ever seen one?
We had a DB who had a Halloween-themed wedding, and I think Christopher officiated it.
Wow.
She had a black wedding dress. It was gorgeous. It was like black and purple. Remember? Oh my gosh. Yes, they reached out to Christopher. I am totally gagged. It was a DB wedding. I'm going to find the post.
All right, we'll find it.
Okay, I will.
Do you want me to go on with the story, or would you like to? It's your turn.
I'm really still stuck on that green screen. So we see them on the green screen ocean or whatever. In reenactment, John does the old, look over there.
Uh-huh.
Reenactment Darla's like, what? And he gets on his knee and proposes, and then she's shocked, and I'm shocked the green screen is still standing, quite frankly. And they seemed perfectly happy and lovely. And then on October 2nd of that year, 2014, John and Darla got married.
I already said that.
You know what? I say things just nicer and sweeter because I'm a girl and girls are sugar and spice and everything nice. And you are a cunt.
Got it. I'll remember that the next time you call me a useless, dumb faggot. Anyway.
Being both newlyweds and recent retirees, it makes their love and ability of cruise ship travel all the more convenient and sweet. Getting to see the world with the one you love is one of life's greatest joys.
So John and Darla Banner set out on their second cruise in 6 months for Easter in 2015, because nothing says he is risen like an all-you-can-eat cheese buffet on the high seas.
I love you. Also, I'm lactose intolerant. I'm gassy. I gotta go. Where's the bathroom? So they leave out of Tampa on March 29th, and they're heading to Puerto Rico, but they call it something different.
En route to exotic Puerto Rico.
Okay. Been to Puerto Rico many times. It is beautiful. It is historic. I love Puerto Rico, especially Old San Juan. But Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, my guy. You know, I was like, tell me more about this mysterious place where you pay with the U.S. dollar and Walgreens is still open at 2 a.m. They've got Costco's, they've got Arby's drive-thrus. Like, exotic? That's like calling New Jersey enchanted because we don't pump our own gas, okay? Puerto Rico is gorgeous, but it's not like...
Yeah, it's not exotic.
It's not like the rainforest where people ride, you know, flamingos on the way to work. There's no...
But maybe there's parts of Puerto Rico that are exotic, and we don't know it.
Like where?
I don't know.
No, Dora the Explorer. It's the United States with better beaches and better spices. That's what Puerto Rico is.
Don't ask me. I can't even point out Indiana on a map. So, anyway.
Ooh, you pissed off the Indiana and Andaloids. They mad. They're mad, man.
I don't even know what you just said, but Godspeed. Here we go. Anyway, these two are having a great time eating, drinking, dancing, socializing. Like, that's the whole point, right? But sometimes, you know, it's good to go off individually for a few hours. You know, I love that. You need your time alone. But also, it can be a lot, especially for your social battery, because there is such a social element on cruise ships, whether you want it or not. I've only been on one, and me and my ex got approached a lot, like, to just, like, chit-chat.
Even when you go to dinner, you know, they assign you, like, a big dinner table, and you don't know who you're sitting with, and you sit at this dinner table with strangers, and that totally can cause some anxiety for people. I get that. Can I be so annoying for 5 seconds?
You will anyway.
Okay, great. All right. So we know that on this show, whenever they're showing up a part of the cruise ship, it's just the dimly lit break room of a Home Depot, right? We know this, all right? And, okay, they're at this pretend table, and Joey, I swear to Christmas, I paused it at the table with the wine glasses with finger marks all over it. I can't stand that. were Olive Garden breadsticks. They were Olive Garden breadsticks, Joey. There is no way to Christ that you are not going to tell me that they didn't send a PA out to the local Olive Garden and get, they had Olive Garden breadsticks on their table. I'm not mad. I'm just pointing it out.
You know what? They were lucky. What a blessing.
What a blessing. They're made of yoga pads, I hear, but whatever. They're delicious.
Did you say they're made of yoga pads?
Yoga mats. I think they're made of yoga mats, but whatever. Say lovey. We're all going in the ground.
Hi. Does anyone have a yoga pad? It's a heavy day. It's a really heavy flow. Did you mean like a pat? No, I mean a yoga pad. You have no idea what I've been through today.
I can't breathe.
John and Darla have different priorities on this cruise than maybe some other people do. They more just want to meet new people, enjoy each other's company, enjoy the excursions, the lovely food, just really kick back and relax.
Now, this is a 2-week cruise they're on. Things are going great. I can't believe
you just skipped that. 2 weeks.
Listen, I've only got so many brain cells left over.
2 weeks. As soon as I heard that, I was like, Joey's going to have a problem with this.
Oh my God, that's how long ours was when we went on. It was 2 weeks.
I didn't know. Oh, I thought it was a week. I mean, after a week, you're like, I want to go home.
Yeah, 2 weeks is a long time to be locked on a boat with the same people. Anyway, everything was going well for them until we hit April 2nd, 2015.
So don't forget, my stepmom Colette is in this episode. Remember when she was the star of the other episode? Now she's just an extra. I'm on to you all. You all are never going to have another night's rest if I have anything to say about it. Anyway, so they're enjoying themselves or whatever. They'd been hanging out with a bunch of people. They say they were doing shipboard activities. And as soon as they say that, my stepmom walks over with a deck of cards. I was like, what? They're like, and then Simon Says is at noon and Hide and Go Seek is at 3. This ship is a blast. Joey, guess what?
What?
We have a new sponsor. Well, new to us, but I have used ButcherBox many times before. ButcherBox is here.
If you're asking, what is ButcherBox? Thank you for asking. I'd love to tell you. ButcherBox delivers over 100 premium protein choices straight to your door. That includes 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood.
For nearly a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. You all, if you are a meat eater, you need to make sure you are eating the good stuff. And here's the thing with ButcherBox. Every one of their products meets the same standards. It could be a filet mignon or chicken nuggets. Everything you get from ButcherBox, you know, is gonna be the good stuff. And we're talking not only how it tastes and how it treats your body, but also how the animals are raised and how the team supports workers and reduces environmental impact. You all make sure you know where your money is going.
It's true. Plus, every box ships free, always, and includes member-only perks like recipe inspiration, tips, and exclusive deals to help you make the most of every meal.
So if you are serious about fueling your body with the best, ButcherBox is your go-to. It is so easy. The website is super easy to navigate. And as an exclusive offer, our listeners can get free protein in every box for a year. Plus $20 off your first box when you go to butcherbox.com/think.
Go to butcherbox.com/think to get this limited time offer and free shipping always.
That's butcherbox.com/think. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. And Joey knows all about meat.
I don't like that.
It's the next day at 11:30 in the morning, and the cleaning crew is, you know, going to go and clean up the staterooms. You know, it's like a hotel. And they walk in to a very, very spacious room, as we know on this show, and a crew member sees a horrific sight.
Yes, housekeeping had come to clean the cabin, and when they walk in, they find a woman covered in blood on the bed. It's Darla Banner. And she has been brutally murdered. And as housekeeping is leaving, they're seeing this sight, the bathroom door is open, and they see a man who has hung himself. It's Darla's husband, John. I can't even imagine. I mean, finding one person dead and then finding a second? I mean, that's insane.
Well, Detective Damien actually puts it best.
It must have been a total shock to find these two people in this way.
Thank you, Detective Damien. You know, mansplaining murder is important. and yeah. the impact of it, mm-hmm. I think, you know, because we can't fathom it. Unless, you know, you can't really fathom it unless you're a straight man. And so he's just doing his job.
He puts everything in a way that I can understand. And when yeah. I say I mean a 6.5-year-old.
Yeah.
And we need that. We don't want to think. I don't want to think anymore. Just tell me what they're thinking. Tell me what they're feeling. This show exceeds the limits of all of my medication. And I am including my cornbread gummies in this. This is hard for me. This is a journey. They were shocked. Yeah, bitch. Do you think they were shocked? Those poor people. Also, it has to be said, didn't they show this crime scene an absurd amount of times?
They did. They really knocked us over the head with it. And what I want to say is, obviously, a crime like this is so serious. But this show and the talking heads on this show are so unserious.
Yeah. I totally agree. I am like, this show is so ridiculous, but lives were lost. This is serious. This yeah. needs to be talked about. And to the point that we were talking about at the beginning of the episodes, I believe that the cruise ship industry really tries to silence this, tries to keep it under wraps, because out of the 4 episodes we covered, nobody served time for any of the things that happened, which leads me to believe that the investigations weren't thorough enough. People aren't getting answers. There's a lot of weird things in terms of maritime law and local law, and none of them get solved. It's actually really upsetting.
It is, but I think you're getting ahead of yourself right now, my love. We still got another 45 minutes to go.
All right, everybody, buckle up. Turn around, circle the block, all right? If you're home, circle the block. We got more.
Smoke them if you got them.
The crew members quickly close the door to the room and call the ship's captain. Moments later, the captain arrives in response to the cleaning crew's distress calls.
I know you said, like, the captain doesn't do that, right?
No, it's the security officer, and a security officer has the same ranking as a captain. The captain's never anywhere to be found, and the captain doesn't deal with that stuff. It would be the security officer, who is a 4-stripe officer.
Right. Well, whoever it was, they walk in and they're like, this appears to be a murder-suicide. Mm-hmm. So they instruct the crew to seal off the room to preserve the crime scene. Now, that very same day, the ship is scheduled to dock in San Juan. So the captain calls the police there to give them the heads up. And both the police and the FBI are waiting for the ship to come in so they can board.
And they need to seal off the room, obviously, because they need to treat the crime scene and look, you know, dust for fingerprints and collect all the evidence and everything. But they also prioritize the secrecy of everything because word spreads like wildfire. I mean, it's like a little town being on a cruise ship. And so the captain makes some weird, ominous announcement that says that an event has occurred. And you know what immediately I think of?
Titanic?
No. Something bad happened?
Oh, no.
To me, saying an event has occurred, I feel like that actually raises more suspicion and has more talky-talky, like, what was the event? Hubbub, this happened. I feel like rumors get out of hand the less information people know. I get it. They don't want, you know, everyone panicking on board, but it's just really weird. Nothing stays secret.
No.
Everything always gets out on a cruise ship. But anyway, the local authorities from San Juan will be coming on, and they needed to let everybody know, like, hey, if you see men in uniform, it's because of this event that has occurred.
So the FBI and the local police board the ship, and as they begin their investigation, they take a look at Darla, and they realize she'd been stabbed multiple times with a very large shard of broken glass. And there's broken glass all over the suite.
Did you notice how long that they just stared at that shard of glass?
I did not, yes.
It was 23 seconds, Joseph. They were like, and it was a shard of glass. This show, I have aged.
Yeah.
I started with 6 gray hairs. Now I have 36.
I'm very sorry, my love. We'll get you some nice and easy. And so when they investigate the bathroom, they realize that John hung himself with a shower curtain.
An individual could certainly use a shower curtain as a ligature mark. When they put pressure to both sides of their carotid arteries, they will lose consciousness and eventually cut off all of the oxygen supply to their brain.
The question is why? Why did all of this happen?
They have really nothing to go on. The only thing they say is it was obvious it was no accident. And I'm like, was that a working theory? Did anyone think that at any time?
Yeah.
Who was even throwing around the word accident? Oh, my stars.
I know, they're not very smart on this show at all. Anyway, they do remove the bodies from the ship to conduct autopsies. Now, our favorite crime writer, J.G. Wentworth, whatever the fuck her name is, who told us earlier that losing a loved one is traumatic, comes back to educate us some more on true crime.
Murders like this don't usually just happen out of the blue. There's usually some pattern of behavior in the couple's past that will give clues as to why this happened.
Hey, you guys. Hey, just so you know, the past contains clues, and clues are in the past. No, I wrote that myself, but it's true. It's not a haiku.
What the fuck are we doing?
When you look at past clues, you know two things. Number one, they're in your past.
Uh-huh.
And number two, it's something that could lead to a discovery, which could also be known as a clue.
I had to stop her from screaming. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing on the show?
Also, this is really dark. You all, two people have lost their lives, but the unseriousness of it, this straight up looks like the old school Nightmare on Elm Street movies, that they were doing the blood spatter. It was like someone took a paintbrush, you all. It's just... I think bots made this show. It was like 6 dBs and a bot.
Listen, we are very empathetic people, but I'm telling you, if you watch one episode of this show, you will be like, how did y'all even make it through the first 3 minutes? And you know what I say to that? That's dedication, because we love you and you requested this and you will be on my prayer list to the day I die.
Now, let me tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Now, listen, our DMs get really backed up. Okay? We make it a point to try and answer DMs ourselves to the best of our ability. And people send us kind words and memes and videos and stories and pictures, and we love it. But you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go back through all our DMs, mm-hmm. and I'm going to find the people who requested this. Because when you all request a show, I write it down. I have a list. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to find you, and I'm going to fly to your house, and I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to ask you what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Because you're not right.
Go on.
You're not right. Get and up. You're not well.
Get up. Get up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my witchcraft on you. No, it's fine. Listen, it's ridiculous. But anyway, back to the TV show. The police are investigating the Banner's background, okay? So they're like, you know what? Let's call the local police in Salem, Ohio, where they're from, to let them know of the Banner's passing and ask the police if they knew anything. Have you ever heard of them? Did you have any run-ins? Well, they speak with Detective Dave Talbert, who says, oh, I know them. And I have a story to tell you. Picture it, 5 months ago.
Craziest thing.
Yeah.
I got a call from the hospital.
Uh-huh.
I was eating some corn on the cob. Just raw dogging it. I just like to raw dog corn on the cob. I don't even cook it. And this guy, Daniel, got called to the hospital for a woman, Darla Banner, who had been stabbed in the chest, but apparently not life-threatening.
No.
Who knew that could happen?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. The stabbing was an accident.
Yeah. Okay. So, this is wild. Apparently, they just come back from their cruise, which was their honeymoon cruise.
While John is unpacking items in the closet, he finds an old military dagger he has collected from years earlier. He wants to show Darla, so he goes back to their bedroom to show her the antique.
According to Darla, as he was walking toward her, he slipped on an area rug, lunged forward with the knife in his hand, and it stabbed her in the chest. But it was a superficial cut, apparently. It didn't, like, you know, plunge into her. So John rushed her to the hospital, and the nurses were like, oh, you slipped on an area rug and you accidentally stabbed your wife? Wow, what a crazy story. We're calling the cops.
Honestly, how many times do people slip on area rugs and do stabbing?
Yeah.
It happens, like, more than you would think.
Honey, I didn't cheat on you. What happened was... I tripped and fell out of my clothes. They're super baggy because, you know, like the 90s is in style right now. So like everything is oversized. So as I slipped and fell, all of my clothes fell off and my dick was already hard because I have a health issue that I can't really go into. And then it just sort of fell into Carl. And that's what happened. So I'm sorry.
And that is why you should never buy an area rug from TJ Maxx.
Yeah, and if you don't believe me, then it says a lot about your trust issues. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's gaslighting. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that reminds me of someone.
Yeah. Why are you so crazy that you don't believe that very logical story? Wow, you're crazier than I thought.
Well.
Wow, you're crazier than I thought. That was my favorite one.
God, that's actually really terrifying that we can access that so quickly. Anyway, that's how Detective Talbert got there, right, with that story. And Darla was like, look, I know this sounds crazy, but John is a great guy. This is a freak accident.
And Detective Talbert was like, you all, I know this sounds like a crazy story, but John Banner, great guy. I loved him. We're playing chess two Tuesdays from now. And so, like, Detective Talbert was kind of, like, buying it. Also, reenactment Detective Talbert, easy on the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was very handsome.
Oh, yeah, handsome. Curls. You know I'm a sucker for a man with curls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't kick him out of my bed for eating animal crackers. When's the last time you had an animal cracker?
When Lola was little, I used to get those big tubs at Costco, and I'd eat them by the fistfuls while I cried in the shower. Anyway,
all right, we need to stop.
It's fine.
We're ridiculous.
Even though he's just met him, Detective Talbert notes that John doesn't come off as an abusive husband, but rather a loving partner, stricken with guilt and worry over a terrible accident. And though their story is so bizarre, John and Darla's stories match.
Listen, in Salem, Ohio, if it doesn't make sense, that's good enough for us because we lost the war. Think about it. I haven't.
What the fuck? Well, listen, John and Darla's stories lined up. And so they're thinking, would you give us access to your house to check it out? And the Banners were like, yeah, go take a look. I promise you it's fine. So investigators actually went into the home and checked it out. And they're like, you know it sounds crazy, but the way that the rug was and all that, the story kind of lined up. And then they went and talked to the neighbor, Georgia Garden. No relation to Ina. And George is like, yeah, this story is nuts, but they're nice people. And Darla pretty much keeps to herself. So the police are like, I guess this was an accidental stabbing.
Yeah. Oh, that's so weird. An accidental stab. That's strange, isn't it? Does anyone want to come inside for some rhubarb pie?
Coffee and bars.
Yeah. And that story just kind of faded away. And then when they had called Talbert, he's like, oh, yeah, that funny story with the area rug. So anyway, back to the cruise ship investigation. They get surveillance from different parts of the ship and they interview crew members. One of the crew members was the son from last episode and the ex-boyfriend from the first episode. You all will be on my prayer list till the day I die. Anyway. So then they start interviewing passengers, witnesses, and somebody tells this story of them being at dinner and this dude brushing by Darla and them having a friendly exchange or some kind of weird encounter. And somebody said, oh, John kind of got a little jealous or a little weird. But that's all kind of like he said, she said kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. And it seemed as though John had been getting a little bit of cabin fever, like his social battery was burnt out. And then, you know, if he was jealous, listen, none of this is an excuse for murder. It's just trying to understand based off of what very little information they had.
An anonymous source discloses to investigators that they heard an argument from John and Darla's room and that John found a text message from another passenger on her phone.
So, you know, you have to take all of that with a grain of salt because...
Well,
oh, God.
Those people, you know what? Nosy Nellies is what I call those people, all right? You know how when in New York, I don't go to New York City because it's disgusting and people pee everywhere.
Nice.
But they have a saying, Carl, if you see something, say something. Yeah, Sharon Bag of Bones, I got a saying. It's called see something and shut your mouth because snitches get stitches. Why are all these people in up in each other's business on this goddamn floating boat over there?
Hi, Sharon. You know, it's nice to see you.
Whatever.
Also, I think they were just trying to help, you know?
Sounds nosy. Nobody asks you, people, there's no privacy. You know what I want? Yeah. I want secrets back.
Oh.
I want people to stop tracking loud, stop listening. You all, you know what you do on your phones? I don't have a phone. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they track
you. Oh, got you. That's how they get you. Question, I know when we were on tour, you stopped by and we learned that you used to be in the army, or as you call it, the army.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say army?
Army.
Nice. And you said that you bring back secrets. Did you have some secrets in the army? Like a don't ask, don't tell kind of secret?
Yeah, see, the difference between me and you, Blue Eyes, you and Big Mouth, you like to get on these microphones,
uh-huh.
and you like to tell everyone all your business about all your ghibli bits and all your nighttime nocturnal activities,
uh-huh.
okay?
Yeah.
You two loudmouths can do that. That's your First Amendment right. I know that's a big topic of conversation lately. But me, Sharon Bag of Bones, I'm going to zip it. I'm going to zip it. I wish more people would zip it.
You know, Sharon, I agree with you. I really do. And, you know, what better advice to take than your own?
Yeah, well, maybe you should stick something in your mouth, Blue Eyes, so less words fall out of it. You know, stick something in there. I don't know. Anything. Name a thing. A cock?
Thanks for stopping by, Sharon. It's always a pleasure.
You two are not well, and you're not that funny either.
Oh, God, it's ridiculous. Anyway.
But didn't you think that was kind of a weird amount of information to overhear? If somebody was, like, fighting about texting, I don't know. That felt like some filled in blank that didn't really happen. If you heard someone yelling, you wouldn't hear those details, don't you think?
I don't know. You could. I mean, some of those cabins are really small. Like, you can hear everybody's everything.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
When I was on that cruise with my ex, we did the bedroom tango often, and our neighbors one day said to us toward the end of our trip, they're like, you know, we've enjoyed rooming next to you. You've inspired us to a and winked at us, and I was like, disgusting.
They really said that?
Yeah. It reminded me of that episode of Roseanne when Roseanne says to Dan, brace yourself, Dan. The kids can hear you having sex.
I was traumatized when I heard my parents having sex. Like, I can feel it in my bones.
Okay, can we move on from this? Anyway.
Police have little evidence to prove motive, but there appears to be a wealth of circumstantial evidence. The first being that Darla was receiving text messages from another man on the ship.
So now the investigation is like, is the text the thing? Is that the thing that, like, sparked the jealousy? Like, they literally have no idea. So what they're guessing is, you know, if John went into some blind, jealous rage, murdered Darla, came out of that, and then when he realized what he'd done and then took his own life, all of that is a guess, and y'all, that is where the episode ends.
It is so unsatisfying. There is so much filler in this show. There was like 32 seconds of just ocean and they were playing music. I was like, is this the beginning of Titanic? Is that what you all are doing? And here's the thing. They tell us that Darla's family sued John's estate for abuse. And in my mind, I was like, was that the crime or was that previous abuse? You all, I could not find anything.
Same.
But let me tell you, this is the closest we've come to these stories being true. The names were the same. Their names were Darla and John Banner. The detective's name was Daniel.
Dave Talbert.
Yeah, with the curls. And they were from Salem, Ohio. Everything was actually the same on this one, which is very strange. And I did find the file for the lawsuit. They were seeking $25,000 from Greg Banner, who was the administrator of the state for John Banner, and it was his dad. But it was dropped or dismissed or settled out of court. It was not settled in court, and that is all I could find. You guys, I went to like Google page 11.
Wow.
There is nothing. There was a lot on the crime, on the murder-suicide on the high seas, and it was on Holland America, on the Rhine Dam. I worked on Holland America. I worked on the Veen Dam. All the ships, they're like Dutch ships.
Got it.
We used to call them dam ships. There's like the Veen Dam, the Rhine Dam, the Volend Dam. And so I know that ship. I've been on it, but there is no conclusion. It is so unsatisfying. It was like sex in my 20s. We got it sorted out now, though. It took a minute, but we got it sorted out.
Good for you.
60% of the time, it works every time.
What? It's a line from Anchorman, Joey. It's
got
a
it.
Callback.
Sorry. I told you I didn't see it.
Anyway, we've learned a lot today. We've learned that you have to see Anchorman.
Uh-huh.
You will most definitely never go on a cruise. And this has to be the worst show we've ever covered.
Yeah.
Say something funny for the love of baby Jesus.
Well, good riddance to the show. And you know what? In honor of JoJo, who I'm currently doing Working Girl with here at La Jolla Playhouse, come see us. I have a song that I would like to sing just to cruise ship killers. May I?
Please.
Get out, Lee. Cruise ships is the end of you and me. The show's sank, you. And we can't wait for you to be gone. And we blame the DBs
you.
Who said please.
Wow.
You lit up our DMs. You said that this show would be good, but it was just a waste of time.
Honestly, I smell a Spotify rap at the end of the year for that one. Good job, my love.
Thank you.
Bye, cruise ship killers. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. You all, thank you so much for being here. Did you make it to the end of the episode? If you did, you really are a down bitch. We love you so much.
We love you so much. Thank you for being here. And if you are looking for a little extra from us, head on over to patreon.com/ithinknot, where for as little as $5 a month, you can get 4 bonus episodes. Also, we have a ton of community events coming up. I think we're going to be doing a paint party soon.
It's a really good one. We're doing a whole project. It's a little bit different. It's a little outside the box, but it's going to be really fun. And if you're on your handheld device, please go ahead and follow us on social media at ithinknotpod and follow It's Joey Taranto and Ellen Marsh if you want to get to know us a little bit better. And hey, if you have not given us a 5-star review on Spotify, Amazon, or iTunes, please head over there. It really does mean a lot, and it does help us with the algorithm and all of that weird stuff that gets fed to us day in and day out. It is an absolutely free way for you to help and support us, and we sure do appreciate it. Be sure to check out our Patreon. We have tiers going from $5 all the way up to $80. But don't you worry, wherever you are in your life, in the world, we're always going to be here for free on your main feed on Wednesdays. And I just want to tell you guys, just to give you a palate cleanser, we're doing season 2 of Smug Shots. I'm so excited that show is back. They just released a new season and we're going to cover it like it or not. Okay, until next time, I love you, Joey.
I love you too, you and Marie Marsh, and I love you, Dave, so much.
I love you down, bitches. Bye.
Bon voyage to the stupid show.
And as they start to break down the crime scene.
Break down the crime scene? Why'd I say that?
I don't know. I am gonna kill you, Kat. I will end you. I will end. Oh, now you run. Okay. Cat soup for dinner.